Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 20th of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Kelly.
I am glad you're with me today. You are back with us this week. We missed you last Thursday, and we are here to discuss Depeche Mode. Focus Mode. Sorry. It got a lot less exciting for me. I apologize.
What, you don't like Focus? Pocus was one of the big hits of the 60s.
Depeche Mode joke should have told you.
You're too young to remember.
My jam is from a different decade.
They were from somewhere in Europe. And I don't think they spoke English. They just yodeled. Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to do the Focus thing. I think instead let's talk about, I call it the new Do Not Disturb because it's what replaced Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
And it's really way, 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 way better. I mean, it's not, this is not your father-in-law's, foci. You like the way
Bob,
I worked that in there, huh?
This is a family right. show. Okay.
I thought we weren't going there. All right. So here's the thing. Up until the latest versions of iOS, macOS, watchOS, iPadOS, and all those other OSs, you had one and only one setting, on and off. And you could have one group of people who could contact you when it was on. One group only. Not one person more or less. You had no way to schedule it. I mean, I guess you could. Well, was there scheduling even? I don't even know if there was scheduling, but if there was, it wasn't useful. It just wasn't very helpful. And the worst part was it didn't populate to other Apple devices. So if you put Do Not Disturb on your iPhone and you were sitting near your Mac would chime like crazy until you turned it off. Until you enable Do Not Disturb on that device. And in my house, that means running around silencing devices for like 10 minutes before I start anything.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole thing.
First, I got to find the iPad mini and the anyway. So, but that's not the issue. The issue is you didn't used to be able to do much except turn it on, turn it off, and designate a group that could contact you. Now you can do all of that and more and with granularity, and granularity, it's like the singularity. It's to be desired. It lets you control who and what can interrupt you when. Isn't that awesome that you actually have some like control over all of that rather than just either you do or you don't?
Yeah.
Well, and no exceptions for you, husband or wife, right?
And it's also, there's a lot more to it that I think is kind of impressive, honestly, which is the amount of customization now that goes into one of those modes.
Yes. Yes, you can have multiple groups or individuals and groups or any mix thereof. You can specify apps that when they are open will trigger a focus or a foci. To enable itself, it's like automation for foci. So there are things that you can tell your computer, if I'm doing this, I want this. And by the way, we didn't mention it, but you can have multiple foci and you can name them anything you care to. But you create them yourself for each situation. So when I wrote the column, I had four. I have five now because I keep thinking of ways that they could be more useful if I had another one.
Yeah.
But I have Do Not Disturb, which is basically everybody but my wife isn't allowed. I've got sleeping, which is similar, but the kids are allowed.
Yeah.
I've got driving where lots of people are allowed, mostly friends and editors. And then I've got writing where nobody is allowed.
Yeah.
Because if I'm writing, I don't want to hear from you. You can leave me a message and I'll get back to you later. And so, you know, being able to configure each of those for the people and apps that make sense for them, it's been a game changer. Mm-hmm. And I have attention issues, as they say. I have a deficit of attention.
Yes.
And it's disorderly. And the thing is, if you interrupt me, not only does it cause a setback, for me, the setback is greater than most people. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you interrupt me, you pushed me back 13 minutes, not just the 2 minutes that you talked.
Yeah.
It takes me, you know, to get back to where I was in the flow of writing. And so my writing one, nobody gets through. Mm-hmm. Now, I think my family know that if they call twice in a row, they'll get through. Uh-huh. But beyond that, nobody. So I like that because I couldn't do that before. Mm-hmm. I had to either not hear from people I wanted to hear from or hear from people I didn't want to hear from, but there was always compromise. And so now with all this granularity, my foci, they enable themselves. Like if I'm working in one of several apps that could only mean I'm doing writing, mm-hmm. It just automatically puts on writing. It also puts it on between 9 and 5 every day if nothing else is on. Mm-hmm. Because I figure I'm probably writing even if I forget to say so. So yeah. I really love all of the different options you have, like which apps are allowed to send you a notification when mm-hmm. a focus is enabled, or enabling and disabling automatically based on apps or time or mm-hmm. location. So
the one that I like is that you can even have like a page of apps that evaporates during a particular period of time. That's one of the ones that
we talked about this.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked about this. And because when I did the app library conversion, mm-hmm. I went with minimalist. So I have one page of apps. Everything is in folders on one page. And in fact, it's not even a full page. There's some widgets on the page.
Yeah.
But the idea was anything that I don't use every day mm-hmm. and need one tap away can live in the library and I'll get it by searching for it. And if stuff becomes necessary temporarily, I can move it out onto the page. There's 1, 2, there's 3 empty slots that I can, you know, temporarily fill. Yeah. And so I don't have another page to say, all right, hide the gaming page. Okay. Yeah. When I'm working, I just have all the games hidden. They're back there somewhere in the library where, yeah, I know I can go find them and dig them out if I need to or want to, but they're not calling to me from the page right next to the page I'm on.
Yeah. Well, and another thing that some people may not know is that you may be what's the best way for it? Like you may accidentally be using a focus mode already if you've set up bedtime. If you've listened to the show and perhaps taken my advice that you should stop using an alarm clock and start sleeping with your Apple Watch on your wrist because the gentle tap on your arm is such a more civilized way to wake up in the morning, particularly when your alarm goes off at an appalling time, like mine does.
And if you use it with one of those really sleep tracking apps, it can actually wake you up at the best mm-hmm. time within a set period of time. Set mine for 30 minutes.
The sleep app thing is a separate thing, but the fact remains, like if you've set up bedtime as a thing in your
health app
and you've got like, yes, this is when I want you to tell me to go to, you know, this is when I want to go to bed, and if you schedule like, I think it's wind down or something it's called, right. ahead of that for a certain amount of time and then sleep time, then if you're doing that, you're already using the sleep focus mode, which is pretty nifty. It does your watch behaves a little differently in sleep focus mode, and you can set up within focus mode, you can set up a couple of shortcuts in the bedtime situation. So like I have one for one shortcut that opens the app I use for Sleep Stories because I like Sleep Stories when I fall asleep. And like that's basically it. And it's super handy. So you may accidentally be using one. And if you are, then maybe all you really need to do is kind of think about like, what do I use through the course of the day? And maybe you can set up a new one. Now, Bob, can you step us through how exactly a person sets up one of those?
Yes. So it depends which device you're on, but you play with it either in system preferences on a Mac or in settings on iDevices. And in both of those places, you can specify, you know, all of the things we've just talked about, what group can get through, what individual people can get through. If you have hours, you want this thing enabled automatically, blah, blah, blah. All of that is either in system preferences in the notifications and focus pane, that's what we call them, panes, mm-hmm. not tab. Anyway, but you have to click the focus tab.
Yeah.
So go to the notifications and focus pane, click the focus tab. On your iDevices, it's just in settings as focus.
Yeah.
So go there, set it up the way you like it, fine tune it the way you want, and do one more thing. Make sure that you enable the share across devices option if you want to turn it on once and have it applied all across your Apple devices. And I do have one last thing. There used to be a shortcut for do not disturb, you could option click the clock in your menu bar. And that used to turn on do not disturb until 7 a.m. the next day, right?
Okay, yeah.
Without opening Control Center, it was just really convenient if you were doing stuff to do that. And then Monterey came out and it stopped working.
Okay.
And then Monterey 12.1 came out and it works again. So if you were a fan of that shortcut and were frustrated by it, not working a while ago, and then all of a sudden starting to work again.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is it was re-enabled, I guess, in Monterey 12.1. So if you missed it, it's back. All you have to do is upgrade, which may or may not be in your best interest.
Well, if you were already in Monterey, if you were on Monterey in the first place, then upgrading to a slightly newer version of Monterey is not going to be disruptive.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. And that shortcut would be worth upgrading for.
Yeah.
Even if it takes all weekend to straighten out the mess you make.
Well, I mean, depending on the upgrade, like, yeah, let's be reasonable here. But I think...
I don't have to. I'm old.
Well, I mean...
I'm a curmudgeon.
I know. It's one of the things we love about you, Bob.
Well, I'm not as curmudgeonly as, say, Andy Anatko, but I'm curmudgeonly.
Do I get to have some sort of, like, curmudgeon cage match now on Daily Observations?
Ooh.
Now,
that might be fun. You know, we used to write a column together, me and
I know.
Old Andy.
Hmm.
The help folder.
I remember it. If you would like to see the curmudgeon cage match on Daily Observations, please let us know at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I definitely want to find out.
Hey, could we have a three-way cage match? We should really roll in Christopher Breen because he also wrote Help Folder with...
He did.
I think with both of us.
If he'd do it, you know, there's a certain amount of stuff he does and doesn't do these days. So, you know, that...
Well, yes.
That might be a separate conversation, but
there's that. We can get him to play piano on our videos, but we can't really get him to.
Well, maybe he can, you know, maybe he could. He could provide the soundtrack for
with a bag over his head. If he has a bag over his head or something.
Okay, so we're derailing pretty hard here. Focus mode.
Off the rails. Well, that's why we're talking about focus mode.
So much for focus mode. I mean, I tried to talk about Depeche Mode, but apparently that wasn't going to fly. So I get the feeling you don't like as much eyeliner with your music, Bob, as I do. Anyway.
Wait a minute. I venture to say that I discovered David Bowie. So eyeliner isn't a problem for me.
Slowly. Okay. We'll get to there. Okay. One of the other, well, a thing I wanted to point out that I ran into in using focus mode, and this may be the case for other people as well. You talked about using the switch for share across devices. And I have an iPad that I use all the time that I love very much. But what I do not love about it is when it makes noise, basically any time when I am not actively using it. So what I did after I upgraded everything to iOS 15, completely spaced focus modes, and went to my iPad and went do not disturb and left it there. And my phone was silent all afternoon. And because I didn't realize that I had done that and that it had done, now to be fair, I know, I did not
exactly
realize
what it was
done
supposed
exactly
to do.
What I told it, which was share right. across devices.
Right.
So my phone was on Do Not Strip. So what you may want to do is if you have a situation where, you know, you have a secondary phone or you have an iPad or maybe an iPad mini or something, and maybe you don't want that one's focus mode, that one's current state to be shared across, like just turn off the switch on that one. So that's all I did. Was the solution to mine was to go to my iPad and turn off share across devices, and now it's in Do Not Disturb all the time no matter what my other stuff is doing, and that's done the job.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna do that
because
my answer was to put the iPad on mute permanently.
Yeah, well, sometimes I do want it to make noise. So this may come as a surprise to some people. I have other podcasts, and those podcasts occasionally get edited. And when I am the person responsible for editing those podcasts, I use an app called Ferrite to do that. And when I'm editing in Ferrite, I need to be able to hear, whether it's through the headphones or if I'm home by myself and doing editing. You know, I'll just use the speaker on the side of the iPad and do what I'm trying to do. Or maybe I want to watch TV. Like sometimes I'll watch a show while I'm eating lunch or something on my iPad. And when I do that, you know, I want the sound to work. And so what I've discovered is if I just tell that one, you know, turn it off, that seems to make a huge difference. So like I have that one when I'm using it, the sound works at whatever volume I have the sound set. And the rest of the time, when, you know, basically when the screen's off, the speaker's off. So it doesn't make any noise at me anymore. And it's awesome. So that was how I solved that. It's really nice to have my watch and my phone and my computer all in the same mode at the same time. But my iPad didn't need to be any part of that because I want my iPad to be quiet basically all the time. So that's part of what made it helpful for me was being able to solve it that way. So there you go. Just a PSA.
Well, I'm glad to have both of those options. Yeah. I have now many options to shut the thing up.
Yes. PSA for people who are in the same position where like, yeah, mostly I don't need that other thing that I use sometimes to make noise. Maybe it's your Mac, you know, I don't know. But whatever it is, like you have the opportunity now to make that a little bit better. So there you go. Public service announcement for focus modes. That was what I found was one of the things that's great about it is, you know, if I put my phone in Do Not Disturb or if I put it in a focus mode or something, it propagates across all the other stuff that it needs to propagate across. And now I can make sure that everything is making the right amount of noise, which is really what it came down to. We can talk about notification hygiene another day, but at least initially, that's what's nice about this one is that you can dial up or down the level of interruption or distraction that you're getting from your devices. And I find that very helpful. So there you go.
Well said. Well said.
So I think
we're what, about 11 minutes over?
maybe 15 over.
I'm guessing.
We'll see. That's going to do it for us today. So as always, Bob, thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.